All right, guys, welcome to Sales Pitch. And I have exciting news today about Home Depot. They can't process a simple order. Okay? How many of you are fed up with these big corporations? Especially, I'm going to tell you out the corporation called Home Depot. Okay? Customer receipt. They owe me $1,630.94. And I ordered a few things for my new house. How many of you, as a question, are fed up with Home Depot's return policy? Number one, if you can't give me my refund, then you got to give me cash or cashier's check. Pretty simple, Home Depot. And this is towards the CEO now. I am very frustrated with this company. I've been doing business with them for a long time. I flip houses. But lately, in the last few years, and this is towards the last few years, I have not been happy with how Home Depot processes their returns on big orders and small orders. So let me see. What's going on with Home Depot here? It's bad, guys. It's really bad. And I don't understand why they're having such a problem. IT cannot even give me my return. That's right, IT, guys. They can't process my refund. So the manager comes out and says, we are going to have to step this up. Okay, so the new Home Depot chair, president CEO of Home Depot right now is Ted Decker. Mr. Ted Decker, get your fucking head out of your ass. I'm not putting up with the bullshit with your company no more. I spend between $20,000 and $30,000 a year redoing these houses with your company. At least that. I know I'm not the only one out there. But when I order a refrigerator and a stove, which comes in damaged twice, and then have to return it twice, and then go pick up, then I went to your store and picked up my own refrigerator that wasn't damaged and put it in the back of my truck to make sure it wouldn't get damaged this time, that worked out good. But you guys owe me $1,630.94. And my frustration with you, Mr. CEO, Mr. Edward Deckard, let me tell you, guy, you are responsible for my return, okay? And everybody else that walks in that store, they can't give you cash anymore, okay? I'm not going to wait 7 to 10 days for my return. Because you guys screwed up your process, and the IT department can't even reverse it. So the manager's like, well, I'm going to have to call this in. After you call me to come and get my order, after it's already been processed. How is that, Mr. CEO? Why can't you guys get anything right anymore? Home Depot, you are falling apart. There's too much tech and untrust with your customer. That's the problem right there. There's no trust anymore with your customer base. And you don't care about your customer. Edward Decker, you piece of shit. Executive officer, I think you need to resign. Anybody that does any kind of business in the Home Depot, there's a big, huge problem with this company. When they owe you big money, they don't want to, the process gets all screwed up. And then they make you wait and wait and wait and wait. When all they got to do is just give you cash, which by law they don't have to, but there is a statute of limitations on how long I have to wait to get my money back, Mr. CEO, and I'm not waiting 7 to 10 days. How many of you had to wait longer to get your return on appliances? How many? Because I'm not putting up with it, Edward Decker, CEO. You are responsible for the worst company right now, in my opinion. You guys don't respect your customers no more. I go in there, and your managers, there's nothing I can do. So your tech team is that so inefficient that they can't give me my refund either? That's how your company's going to treat your customers? I sat in line for 2 hours, standing there in line for something that can't be returned, for a process of damaged items. Because your crappy delivery service damaged the items almost every time. I cannot trust Home Depot's delivery service no more. Delivering stuff damaged more than once, okay? And your setup crew, I paid for setup. And now you want to charge me a restocking fee on something that you guys screwed up? How many of you have had that happen at Home Depot? I'm not happy with this company. I think the CEO, you're an asshole. And this is explicit, guys. We all need to stand up to these corporate pieces of shit when things are not, they think things are in their favor and they're not. All you got to do is go in there and request a check. And they say, no, we can't do that. Yes, you can do that. You can give me cash, actually, right today. You can't process my money today. I'm not going to wait 7 to 10 days. What you guys can do is call the corporate and say, I want, this is your manager at this store. His name's Andrew. And he said he's going to call me in another hour because they can't process my return again. This is now the third time they can't process my order. They couldn't process when they picked up my damaged goods that they installed them damaged. Edward, they installed my shit damaged, and when I went to use my stove, it blew up. Edward, that's the kind of crap that you guys put on your customers? Bullshit. A damaged stove, when I went to take the paperwork out of it, exploded. Also, what happened with the refrigerator, guys? The refrigerator was damaged when they put it in. And then when I went to take the plastic off, I didn't see it. It was a big scratch and a big dent under the plastic. So I returned it. I said, okay, I had to wait 5 days for them to redo the return to pick up the bullshit, the damaged items. And now I had to wait another week to do the refund that they couldn't do because it's $1,630.94. My level of frustration with you, Home Depot, is almost like, maybe I should take you guys to court, and then you guys give me a cashier's check. Because I feel that I've been screwed over and over and over and over again by Home Depot, more than once. So how many of you, I want to know, give me a message, guys. How many of you feel that these big box stores are just purposely fucking with the customers? I'm really dissatisfied with Home Depot. I'm letting them know right now. Yeah, I was considering actually working for you. I'm not going to work for a company that can't take care of the customer. Make me wait. The managers have no power in that store anymore. They got to call corporate to get any answer now for a big return. That's not my fault, Home Depot. It's not my fault that you lost your touch. You lost your way with your customer base. And it just doesn't end there. It goes way beyond that. Then they want me to do a survey of how you did. Well, I'm going to give you your survey, okay, when I'm done. And you're not going to like it. Because not only on my talk show do I talk about the home industry and how unfit these big box stores are for us. Because I'm starting to return to the small mom and pop lumber yards now, because it's actually, I get cheaper prices. So how many of you feel that you're getting a better deal at Home Depot, Lowe's, or Menards when you're not? I'm telling you, you're not. You're not getting that respect either. You walk in there and, oh, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. I was like, well, here's what you can do. You can get with your corporate manager and issue me a cashier's check, or you can give me cash today and I'll just wait here for it. Well, we can't do either. I was like, we have no power to do that. And the corporate, we don't even know who to talk to at corporate, the manager says, to even do cash. Are you serious? So they can't do a cash refund? I was like, sir, how long is, I'm not waiting no 7 to 10 days, another 7 to 10 days, because you fucked up. You screwed up the process when it was already due for me to come and do the return today. So you're telling me, after you call me today, June 2nd, to come and do my return, I have to wait another 7 to 10 days because you screwed up? No, I want my money today. I'm not waiting another 10 days. I'm not doing it. You will not just hear from me. I'm now calling a corporate manager about my situation. And I'm going to say, Andrew, I want you to have a cashier's check sitting waiting for me, or I'm going to have a police officer coming up your ass making a report That you guys won't give me my refund. I'm gonna take it up because I'm gonna take it up in court. I shouldn't have to take you guys to court to get my refund and wait another 7 to 10 days. You're holding up my money that you guys are a big corporation treating your customers like a goddamn piece of shit. That's what I'm trying to tell people right fucking now, Home Depot. Nobody should have to be treated like that as a fucking customer. Nobody. My frustration level is fucking through the roof with you guys. And I don't even want to fucking do business with you no more. So how many of you actually feel the way I feel with Home Depot? It's basically with you, CEO. Edward Decker, the CEO of Home Depot, I want you to call me and figure out how to give me my refund. Bye. I want to know how you guys feel about it in the poll below.